word on Today FM.
This new study that has been done by UCD School of Education into the lives of children in school has many findings, but Jane Hogan, parent and columnist at the Irish Times, the one that has leapt out to us is in relation to the impact of gender at school and friendships that are formed as a result of being in either mixed gender or single sex schools. Tell us a little bit about what the findings have been, please.
Yeah, so it found that children who attended mixed schools were likely to have more friends, and that in all girls' schools, girls' friendships and bonds were likely to be closer. But in nearly every aspect of this report, the boys' schools tend to come out badly, and that boys who attend boys' schools tend to have less friends or more socially isolated, and they don't have that kind of social connection. So the ultimate thing seems to be the mixed schools. This is where children will have more friendships, and we'll see, I suppose, more equal gender, equal attitudes as well. So I don't know that it would be a huge surprise. I have six sons, so, and interestingly enough, mine all go to single-sex schools. My daughter did too, and the whole way up through primary school and through secondary school, and that was largely because of the fact that was the only option that was available.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you, was that by choice? No.
No, not at all. It was just they were the only schools that were available to us. And before coming on, I decided I'd go out to parents and ask them, parents who had specifically sent their children to single-sex schools. And it was the same sort of feedback coming back, largely that was that view. It was the lack of choice or a lot of regret about sending them. And they also witnessed similar things happening in their schools. Now, equally, I would say the people who had chosen to send, obviously anecdotally, who chose to send their girls to all-girls school also had kind of issues around friendships, and lots of people were having lots of regrets and wishing that they'd sent them to a mixed school. But it would appear that that is the place to go if you want your children to have lots of friends.
But it looks like nearly all schools in the country at this stage are mixed, aren't they, at primary level?
Yeah, it's the rare few left, and going forward they're all mixed, but it's just there's a few left. And even a lot of the secondary schools that were single sex, we are starting to see a transition where you have the kind of all-girls schools maybe accepting boys, but it's slowly happening. There was a couple of parents mentioned how their schools had made that move from seeing all girls to mixed, but they still only had a small number of boys coming in. Just so it takes time to have to get your head around the fact that it's now a mixed school. It's not just a single sex school. Very few primary schools left, I think. But funnily enough, there are still a few out there.
I just have the numbers here, Jen. Apparently, there are 228 all boys or all girls primary schools nationally, compared to 2,900 that are mixed.
It seems so bizarre at four or five to take a child. I mean, when I think about it, my daughter and my eldest son, to take two children at four and go, you have to go to this school because you're a girl, and you have to go to this school because you're a boy, and immediately segregating them and separating them and educating them and then growing up and having that kind of those social interactions with only their own sex. It just seems totally bizarre. I cannot think of any situation where it's beneficial to have a predominantly or to have an only female environment or an only male environment. I mean, it's not natural in kind of the state of the world, but it's not also healthy in terms of growing up. And when we hear about this lack of gender equal views, which we're hearing about in boys' schools in particular, it's much harder to dislike the opposite sex when they're your friends, when they're your science partner, when they're the people in your class. And again, it comes back to people talking about parents and it being their responsibility. And of course it is our responsibility to tackle misogyny and tackle things like that and have those conversations with our sons and our daughters and talk about societal expectations. But particularly in the teenagers, there is that move away from influence, and the parental influence is perhaps less than the peer influence. All of a sudden, your peer group matters a lot. But if you've got this the whole way up where you're coming through primary school from the age of four or five, and it's always boys or it's always girls, and you think, particularly in boys' schools, this is the way you're supposed to behave. This is what's expected of a boy. Even within the report, they spoke about the sort of activities that boys and girls did. Girls was a little bit more mixed, not so much emphasis on sport, although I'd like to think that we're improving that. There's a lot more focus on girls' sports. Now, the boys was very heavily sports-oriented, so it's back to this is what boys do, and there isn't the same, so there's not the same option to step outside the what's expected of boys box in boys' schools. So that would, I know certainly as a parent of boys, it's a concern for me.
Okay, listener says, I had experience of both mixed and single-sex secondary school, but sent my children to a mixed school and can attest to the toxicity of single-sex schools. Boys had to leave our primary school after communion year. It was bizarre. That's from a listener in Cork. Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it, that there are some schools still where up until about second class, it might be boys and girls together, and then suddenly it becomes a girls-only school or a boys-only school for the rest of primary school, and before then it remains as single-sex in secondary school.
Absolutely. It's that very strange thing. Quick, let's get them before the pre-teen years happen, and lots of them decide that they're attracted to the opposite sex, and there might be distraction. I mean, when I was, I think back to my own experience, I went to a mixed primary school and a single-sex girls' school. And a lot of the conversation at the time was around keeping the boys and girls separate because you don't want anybody ending up pregnant or you don't want anybody being distracted by the opposite sex. If that was the sole reason for then, it just seemed bizarre that we would get to maybe communion year. So we're talking children around the age of 8 and we're going to separate them then. So if they don't start segregated from the beginning, we'll segregate them from 8. It's totally unnatural and they can learn so much from each other. You know, have that kind of, have more tolerance, have more understanding. And also, not feel that need to fit the girl box or fit the boy box. You know, if you have interests outside what maybe are typically associated with your gender, isn't it wonderful if you can have friends of the opposite sex who have the same interests as you? I worry that these single-sex schools, whatever about girls, because I do think we have made great moves around STEM and encouraging girls into STEM. What we haven't done is encourage boys into caring professions or into caring careers. The same focus is not there. And even the measure of what girls, what was considered good. Good for girls was being polite and kind and nice. Good for boys was being strong and good at sports and good at math. There's no value perhaps being put in the boys' schools on the kindness. And in the girls' school, they're told it's this message or this belief that it should be that you are good and kind and polite. We have this kind of very warped view of what girls and boys should be, and it's being perpetuated in these single-sex environments.
Thank you very much, Jen Hogan, parenting columnist for the Irish Times. Here's an interesting one, though, from another listener. It's totally bizarre to segregate children on the grounds of sex, but it's equally wrong to segregate children on the grounds of religion, whether between schools or within classrooms. A citizens' assembly on the future of education is long overdue, says that listener. And another one says, I would 100% choose to send my children to single-sex secondary school if I had a choice. Social interaction is not just school. Parents need to step up and stop blaming schools.
The Last Word on Today FM.